Shortly after I became a Christian, and that was when I was age 33, I read a book by a Christian psychologist that I found fascinating. I just loved to find out all about me. And it told me all about my personality. And I learned about my strengths and my weaknesses. I keyed in on the strengths. I was, you can either say choleric or choleric. And I was proud of it. And in addition, I took a test on spiritual gifts, and I found out that I was an exhorter. Now, if you mix these two things together, this personality, choleric personality type, and being an exhorter, you have a very zealous, self-confident person who steamrolls over everyone in the name of the Lord. And they are proud of it. So this choleric exhorter equals an uncompassionate truth zealot. It's pretty bad. Now, the dictionary defines choleric as anger, irate, and irascible. And then I had to look up irascible. And that means marked by a hot temper, easily provoked to anger. And the synonyms are testy, touchy, cranky, and cross. Now, being very zealous for the Lord, for biblical truth, and being this choleric exhorter, got me in a lot of trouble because I was often speaking the truth, or what I thought was truth back then. I was speaking the truth, but not in love. In fact, people that were more patient and had the gift of mercy really irritated me. My pastor now has written this book entitled A Gracious Heart, and in it he said, those newly enlightened truth lovers can become truth monsters. You see, my gift combined with my personality was not really the gift of exhortation. It was a propensity to anger and sinful control of others. The Lord brought this to my full attention one day. I had suspected it before that, but we had a family that came to the church that we were in, and they were all excited because the pastor was a teaching pastor, and he studied the Bible and he taught verse by verse. But their kids, some of their kids were in the youth group, they were not excited about this. And they wanted to go to a different church, a big church, where there was a more hip and happening youth group. Well, eventually the parents were worn down and they took the kids and left our church and went to the other church. And I was grieved about that. If they're not going to come to our church, they at least need to go to a church that is teaching the Word of God and takes that seriously. And so a couple of weeks later, I ran into her at a Christian bookstore. And I thought, the Lord has arranged this meeting for me to talk to her. So we started talking, and I said, I understand you've left the church, and I'm sorry for that. And she said, yes, and blah, blah, blah. So then I started exhorting her to why, all the reasons biblically why they shouldn't do that. And I told her, our church is not the church for everybody, but, you know, maybe you can find another church that is serious about teaching and studying. The more we talked, the more intense I became. And finally, she said, I have to go. And she just turned around and left. Well, I felt guilty. And I thought, maybe I came on too strong. Well, that was an understatement. But then I talked to myself out of it. Hey, I'm right, and I would quote all these scriptures to myself, and then I would talk myself out of feeling guilty. And then a little bit later, I'd start feeling guilty again. But I would talk myself out of it. Well, about 2 or 3 days later, I was at home and I got a phone call from a gal who is a friend of this other woman. And the gal that called me was in my church family. I knew her. We weren't like real close, but we knew each other. And she called me and she said, she was very straightforward. And she said, I understand that you ran into so-and-so at the bookstore the other day. And I said, yes. And she said, I completely agree with you. And I'm like, yeah. And then she said, and this was a long time ago, but she said, it would not surprise me if God uses you in some way. I don't know what yet, but that wouldn't surprise me. And I had never heard anybody say that, and I was delighted because I want to be used by God. And then she said, but the Lord will never, ever use you if you don't learn to be kind and gentle with people. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, she quoted a scripture. And it says, the Lord's bondservant, when people are in opposition doctrinally to them, the Lord's bondservant is first of all gentle. Well, when she said that, it felt like she had stabbed a knife in my heart. And my pride welled up, and it was ugly. And my first thought was, well, you're not so perfect. You're gossiping about me. You weren't there. And then I thought, I tried to think of something she was doing wrong. I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head. And then the Lord just gave me great grace. And I said, you're right. And then I started crying. And I thanked her. I didn't really feel thankful. Got off the phone. And I got down on my knees and I prayed. And the thought of God not using me for His glory just about killed me. And I begged God to change me and make me a woman that was compassionate and kind and spoke the truth in love. It was about a week before Christmas that year. And so I knew I had to go ask this other woman's forgiveness. And I thought it would be better to do it face to face, but I was hoping she would not be home. And I bought her a present. I bought a poinsettia flower, and I took it over to her house. And if she wasn't there, I was going to leave this wonderful note of how sorry I am and please forgive me. But she was there. And when she opened the door, she was not real happy to see me. And she was like, oh, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I've come to ask your forgiveness. And I brought you a gift. This is a peace poinsettia. Now, I have no idea what kind of poinsettia it was. I just thought it was clever because my name is Peace, and I was going to try to make peace with her. She went like that. But she took it, and it was real cold that day, and she invited me in. And so we went in and sat down, and I just said I was unkind, and I was harsh in my tone, and I am so sorry. Will you please forgive me? Now, I didn't ask her forgiveness for trying to influence her to go to a good church. I couldn't, with a good conscience, do that. Anyway, I just stuck to what I was asking forgiveness for. And she started crying, and she said, I forgive you. And she said, this church we're in is lousy. Do you know I had to bite my tongue not say.